Good morning again. It's 10:59 a.m. Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. This is Michael Novick, the chair of the KPFK Local Station Board, and this is a continuation meeting of the LSB following a continuation meeting that we just had of the delegates to ratify the election of directors. So our Secretary Ralph Hawkins will call the roll for the LSB continuation meeting. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, calling roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Christina Avalos. Alan Beek. Jose Benavides.
Present.
Jose.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Sandy Childs.
Here.
Marisol Cruz.
Here.
Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Eric Jacobson.
Here.
Evelia Jones.
Present.
Ali Lexa.
Here.
Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Oye Ayipo.
Present.
Myla Reason.
I'm here. Thank you.
Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Ziri Rideau.
Present.
Paul Roberson.
Present.
Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Polina Vasiliev.
Present.
Elizabeth von Guten.
Present.
Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Harvey Wasserman.
He asked for an excused absence because of obligation, but it's okay. Also a continuation meeting.
I'll circle back. Christina Avalos. Alan Beek. Rob Macon. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. So we will continue with the agenda. The next item on our agenda was the PNB Director's Reports and Discussion. We have a few minutes each for Ali Lexa, Lydia Ponce, if she has joined us, Lawrence Reyes, and Beth Van Gunten, and then about 10 minutes for Q&A, and then we'll take public comment. Ali, I know you submitted a written report. Do you want to give some of that orally?
Sure. Give me 1 second to pull it up. Sure. Just take a second.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So some of this might be outdated now because this report was for last Wednesday, but I'll go ahead and give it. Since the last LSB meeting, the PNB has selected a new executive director. As a member of the personnel committee, I can report the process was thorough and the result of hard work by all the members of the personnel committee and the PNB. In spite of numerous obstacles and difficulties encountered along the way, the PNB has made their final selection. The fine points of the contract with the new ED have been finalized, and Pacifica's legal counsel, along with our HR representatives, have finalized the hiring of the new ED, Stephanie Wells, who was eager to start and get to work. Her official start date was January 16, 2022. The PNB also voted to retain the current IED for a transition period. Regarding the EIDL loan, there was an effort made to raise the amount of the loan to $2 million, which has been approved. It was originally approved for $500,000. Hopefully, the final distribution of the loan to Pacifica will take place very soon. The network has already received $350,000 of that loan. The sale of the old KPFT building in Houston has also been finalized, and the search for a new facility for that station is already underway. That's my report. Thank you.
Thank you. Is Lydia Ponce on the call? Because I did invite her to come back. She is continuing as director for until the new ones are seated later this month. I don't hear her, so maybe we'll Reyes.
Yes, thank you. And I will skip over some of the details that Ali gave, because that was also part of my report. Stephanie Wells, she has already hit the ground running with the help in the transition from the outgoing and very effective interim executive director, Lydia Rosen, who navigated our network and foundation through some very challenging situations. We, the PNB and the Pacifica National Office, have been approved for the EIDL loan, as Ali mentioned. I'm not going to get into more details than that. And also, the Houston property has been closed, that has been sold. And soon, they are right now presently looking for a place to build out a new studio site to be determined. Two affiliate directors have been elected to serve on the PNB this year at the bylaws challenge by me. The elections committee has been reviewing complaints related to the recent election and working on proposals for ensuring a bylaws compliant election this year. The programming committee is working on a proposal for special programming during Black History Month in February, and also Lydia shepherded through a motion for indigenous programming in regards to murder, missing, and indigenous women, and also environmental reports in regards to the salvation of our water and the fracking and the oil mining that's going on in a lot of the impacted indigenous territories unceded. That is it. We will be meeting. I am the chairperson of the governance committee, and we will be meeting for to develop our final report on Wednesday, January 26th, and that'll be a live stream. And there's also opportunity for public comment. The elections committee will be convening on Tuesday, the 25th, at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, 5:30 p.m. Central, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, to also work on finalizing an annual report to the Pacifica National Board. So with that, I believe I just want to congratulate Lydia Ponce for shepherding through that motion for national programming on indigenous people struggling to survive and maintain their water rights and their land rights and all of that. And it was passed without objection. So I just wanted to report that happened at the last PNB meeting, and it was not included in my report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Beth Longington, do you have further information to share regarding the PNB as director?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I have a somewhat briefer report than usual. I'll touch on some of the same issues. NEDA has begun work to revise the Pacifica chart of accounts and budget template, a major step forward, making it possible to render accounting more consistent and transparent across the network. The National Finance Committee has begun review of the 8 Pacifica financial, its various budgets, starting with the Pacifica Affiliates Network and WPFW, both of which were approved by the committee and passed to PNB. Preliminary work on the fiscal year 2021 audit has begun on time for the first time in years and now proceeds apace. Pacifica has closed on the sale of the Houston property. It formerly housed KPFT, freeing up $800,000 dedicated to acquiring and equipping a new station home for KPFT. Pacifica has received the initial 500 $1,000 of the $2 million available through the SBA EIDL loan program and has been approved for the remaining $1.5 million. We await word from the SBA as to the availability of that funding. Finally, Pacifica welcomes a new executive director, Stephanie Wells, replacing long-term interim IED, Lydia Brazon. This is her first week on the job, and we look forward to a long and fruitful collaboration. I could add to this. Could I ask?
I muted Barbara Marbach with the noise is coming from. Just continue, please.
Thank you. There's one final item that came up after this report was written and submitted last Wednesday. At Thursday's PNB meeting, the Strategic Planning Committee submitted a motion to establish an emergency.
I'm sorry, we lost you, Beth.
Beth, it's an emergency working group. I hope she can come back on.
Do you hear me?
No.
Now we do. You went silent right after the word emergency.
Okay, I'm not sure why. The Strategic Planning Group Committee brought forth a proposal to establish a Pacifica National Emergency Management Work Group. It was enthusiastically received and passed without objection, and it's something, it only took a year to get that motion out of committee, so I'm satisfied at this point. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have a few minutes remaining for LSB questions, and then we have 10 minutes for public comment.
Mr. Chair, Bella.
Go ahead, Bella.
Point
of personal privilege.
Can we
please ask Ms. DeSoto to speak softer or move a little away from her microphone? It's blowing out
okay,
my
Okay, thank you.
And Mala Reason had the hand up first, Chair.
Okay, thank you. We see hands now from Mila and Eric. Go ahead, Bella, but sit back from your mic, please.
Yeah, so I have questions for Ellie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you very loud, Bella. Just go ahead.
Very loud? Let me lower.
Please proceed.
So I have a question for Ellie Lexa. And that question is regarding let me come back to that. I am going to go over to Beth. Ellie. When will the national official announcement be made to the membership, the Pacifica membership, regarding the new hire of Stephanie Wells, the new IED, new ED? I have not yet seen or received a national announcement.
You want me to answer that now?
Sure.
Very quickly. I thought there was one sent out. I
can answer that since I was asked.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the announcement went out last Tuesday. I'm sorry you didn't receive it. It's on the front of kpfk.org as well as pacifica.org. So it has been officially announced.
Okay, I never received it in an email, and every member needs to receive that officially. I know it's posted at those two sites.
It's not my responsibility, but it has been officially announced.
I received an email. Okay. I don't know what to say. What's your other question, Bella?
I have not received the email.
Okay, we heard you. What's your other question?
You are arguing with me, and I have the time. My next question is for Beth. So, Beth, who is in this emergency working group, and is this a private clandestine group? Because these meetings have not been open to public scrutiny from the Strategic Planning Committee.
Beth, do you have an answer for
PNB.
That?
Yes, I do. The National Strategic Planning Committee is streamed every time by OTIS. And there are records of it on KPFTX. And the committee is, the work group is 3 days old and has not yet been populated. I can send the motion around so you can see what's included in it. But I have to object to the hostile nature of this question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm
sorry, Bella, we're moving on. We're actually out of time for this, so we'll hear from Myla and Eric, and then we'll take public comment.
Chair, can I be recognized to extend time?
I'll second the extension of time.
I'd like to extend for 10 minutes.
Second, Eric.
Okay, is there an objection to extending the questionings from the LSB for 10 minutes?
I object. How about 8? It is 10
okay,
minutes.
Is there any objection to extending for 8 minutes? Hearing none. Go ahead, Myla.
Thank you. I have a question, and I suppose Lawrence would be the person to respond. I'd like to know whether any of the committees of the PNB, including the Elections Committee or the Governance Committee, have taken up the issue of the dispute over the last KPFK election and the disqualification of the 4 candidates after ballots had been cast, and candidates who did not violate any provisions of the Fair Elections campaign provisions. And if, in fact, any of those provisions were violated, I would like to know specifically which provisions were used to disqualify those candidates.
Thank you for the question, Myla. So, the Governance Committee and the Elections Committee have addressed this issue on almost at every meeting. There has been motions made by Akio Tanaka from KPFA in regards to the concerns that we have about the disqualification of those candidates. The violations of the provisions of the fair campaign provisions were noted prominently in Rene Pinalosa's final Elections Committee report. So I'd like to refer you to that, but the fair campaign provisions were violated, and also California Corporations Code was violated as well. But I'd like to refer you to page 20 of the National Election Supervisors Report, where you will find exact wording in regards to the reason for the disqualification.
So you're not prepared at this time to give us the exact provisions that were violated. Perhaps in their next meeting, you could provide us with that information publicly for those who are listening.
Okay, to augment.
As far as I know, I have not seen any specific violations of the fair campaign provisions. So
okay,
I dispute what you're saying, and I'd like you to come to bring us specific information.
Okay, I will augment the report, the final report that was submitted by the National Election Supervisor. But again, I'd like to refer you to page 20 of a final report so you can edify yourself. But
I have read
okay.
it.
Right, thank you. Let's not have a back and forth. We have other hands up. Eric?
Thank you, Michael. I want to thank Beth von Gutten for her work in this emergency preparedness motion that she shepherded through the PNB. And in acquainting myself with the subject, I've become convinced that the ability of the 5 stations to become a go-to place during serious emergencies, given our over-the-air broadcasting capability, that could actually become extremely important if and when the internet, for example, ever were to be affected by a earthquake here, the big one that we all know is coming someday, but no one knows when. If internet were to go out, our signal, the largest west of the Mississippi, would be absolutely a lifeline for the public. And I would propose that Pacifica, as part of Beth's initiative here, become highly scaled at, in this area as a just in waiting for the need to broadcast on an emergency basis accurate and helpful information to the public. It could be an enormous, it could create enormous goodwill for Pacifica, and it could also actually, if we get really good at it and prioritize it, we could get some media coverage for the fact that we're trying to make this one of our fortes. It's a good thing for a progressive organization to do, to be that civic minded. So I think it would get us a lot of brownie points with the public who may be hearing about us for the first time through this initiative. So Beth, please keep up the good work. One other detail. I tried to learn a little bit more about our new executive director, Ms. Wells, and I found that I had to insert her middle initial D as in David. I'm sure that's not her middle name, Dawn, or whatever it is. You have to insert middle initial D if you're doing any type of Google or other online searching on DuckDuckGo or whatever you use. Otherwise, you're getting, it's extremely common name, Stephanie Wells. And our Stephanie Wells is Stephanie D. Wells. So I think we should all get used to inserting her middle initial. I actually do the same for my name because there's other people with my first and last name. So I know.
Thanks,
about
Eric. You're running on quite long. I see your hand up, Michael, again, Lawrence.
Can you lower the hands of people who have already spoken?
I believe that Myla put her hand back up. I have been lowering hands, and I lowered hers, and it came back up, but it's down again now. So I have my hand up to ask a question. I don't see any other hands at the moment from board members. Could one of the directors comment on the advisory council that I believe the PNB established, explain what it is, what its purpose is, and how it's being populated? I believe that's different from this emergency thing, right?
Yeah, I'll take a stab at it. I'll take a stab at it, and then Beth and Ali could address it. I was completely surprised that motion was even accepted, because it came in 15 minutes before the meeting, the PNB meeting. I opposed it, and I still oppose it, and I'm seeking for a director on the prevailing side to move for reconsideration so it could be vetted through the governance committee and also through our Pacifica Council, because I believe that a motion like that requires a membership vote. Thank you.
Right, thank you. Can someone else say more about it?
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
That motion came also from the Strategic Planning Committee, of which I'm a part. It came as late as it did because the committee met for the last time immediately before the meeting. It was just as my motion did. My understanding was that motion was referred for further work. I could be mistaken. I would have to go. There was a lot of demands on my attention at the time, but I know that there were other concerns mentioned, it's possible I'm conflating it with another motion in the same meeting.
Okay. Could you say what the regardless of whether it's actually established or has been referred, could you say what the purpose of the body is and who it will be populated with?
Such advisory councils are not uncommon among nonprofit boards. The purpose is usually to include the thinking of and access the expertise of skilled friends of the organization and or members emeritus of staff or board. Pacifica in particular has a much greater turnover at both the board and the management or at the staff level than most organizations. And so And it's complex enough that there's a steep learning curve involved for anybody who gets involved. And there's a pattern of people taking on that task to learn how it works and how to get things done. And by the time they do, they time out and we lose that expertise and start over again. And so
I'd like to extend for another 5 minutes or so to stack. I have myself and Eric is on the stack.
Okay, yes, I was going to ask Beth to wrap up because we are at time for the whole item.
I second Lawrence's extension motion, Eric.
Hang on a second, Beth. Is there any objections extending for 5 more minutes before we take public comments and move on? Okay, hearing no objection. Can you finish up your remarks, though, Beth, and then we'll hear what else people have to say.
Yes, there are such councils are not uncommon. There are best management practices on that are not hard to find for such, and I hope that we will avail ourselves of that learned wisdom. So, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Lawrence. You had your hand up again, then Eric.
Yeah. Just real quick. I think this is this motion is akin to developing a shadow government of the Pacifica National Board and Pacifica, and it did prevail. It did the motion to refer the governance failed, and then the motion as was mentioned passed. That's why I'm asking I'm seeking directors Beth abstained. I voted no. I'm asking for directors that are on the prevailing side to move for reconsideration.
Okay, thank you.
This needs further discussion and vetting. Thank you.
All right, thanks. So maybe everybody can listen to the recording, and if people do have public comments to make about it another time, we'll take them. We have 3 hands up now.
Chair, I will send you the motion so you could distribute it to the others.
Okay, thank you. Eric and Bell, and then we're going to wrap this up and go to public comment, please.
I just wanted to also recommend our members to go to the audio recording of the last PNB meeting and listen to that portion of it. I listened carefully to both sides, including Lawrence's objections and also the case for it. Alex Steinberg, I think, was mostly speaking in favor. The main thing that was emphasized that persuaded me that it was worth giving a try is that it's 100% advisory, no power at all other than to exist. And the ideas of having, as Beth just called them, friends of Pacifica to have opportunity twice or 4 times a year to serve in that capacity, strictly advisory of the PNB, seems to be pretty harmless. I don't see how it could possibly morph into a shadow government of any kind. If it could, okay, it would concern me. That's all.
All right, thank you. Bella, and then we're going to move on to public comment.
I just want to put for the record that whenever it is my time to speak, you particularly, Mr. Chair, always interrupt me. And I am being accosted that my audio is too loud. There's always an issue, insignificant, to interrupt my space, but allow plenty of time to speak. And not only that, the question that I ask, that's a very relevant question, now becomes the question of everybody else, the topic of discussion. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bella. Apologies if I stepped on you for some reason. Milo, you have your hand up, but make it fast, please. Milo Reeson, did you want to speak again?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. Bella, I just want to say that I, for one, would really appreciate it. I know that it's hard being interrupted, but your audio almost always is far louder than everyone else on the call. And it's for people who are wearing earbuds, it actually is painful for the ears. So if you could work with us and just try to adjust your audio. I, for one, would be very appreciative, and I know that there are others here as well, and I'm sorry for all the interruptions, but perhaps if you could adjust your audio, that would eliminate one of those interruptions. Thank you.
All to the stack.
Okay, quickly, Paul, because we did exhaust the time for this. Go ahead.
But, okay, well, never mind. It's fine.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take public comment. You don't have to restrict yourself to what the directors are talking about, but this was an opportunity after the director's report for public comment. I see Sue Cohn and calling you three, someone on the phone.
Ruth to the stack.
Okay, thank you. All right, you'll be the third. Sue Cohn, go ahead. Sue Cohn Johnson.
Well, I think it's I think it could once in place, it could easily morph into something more dangerous, like a kitchen cabinet, like the president had. And sorry, lost my thought. Thank you.
Gold stone to the stack, please.
Okay. Yes, go ahead. You're the column user three, I think, that I spoke of. You're next on the stack.
Is that I?
Yes, that's you. Go ahead.
Thank you. With regard to this advisory council, I think it has precious little to do with governance, as I heard the meeting. It's a fundraising enterprise to get big-name people who will associate themselves but not be elected and raise money for Pacifica. Whether that's a good idea or a bad idea depends on who's selected and who does the selecting. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. We have Ruth Strauss and then Janine Roan.
Yes. Hi, everyone. I don't know who the person was who was talking about the signal during the earthquake, but I thought that was an excellent idea. And this is kind of odd. But anyway, you know how they have these public service announcements. They have that loud buzzer thing, and then they say, you know, this is a public service announcement. That, interestingly enough, seems to come on during Amy or Margaret or whatever. And actually, after listening to that for years, I actually tried to get KPCC and one of the other stations to see if they were doing it at the same time, which they weren't. So I don't know, you know, what, as they say, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you. But in any case, wherever that public service announcement comes from, that's a great place to start. And I think it's a brilliant idea. So, you know, even if it could be stated ahead of time, you know, to tune to 90.7 or whatever. Anyway, thank you. Great idea.
Thanks. That was Eric Jacobson raised that idea. Janine?
Hi, thank you. Three things. One is I listened to the PNB meeting, and it's not just high-profile people to join this committee, this council. It's actually ex-governance people were suggested as well, and I find it interesting that it's when Alex Steinberg will not be chair of the PNB, he terms out, and now all of a sudden this council comes into place. That, and I think that's a little concerning. If that portion of it was taken out, I think there would be less concern. Two is I asked in the chat if any of like the development task force or the strategic planning committee, is it open to any people that are outside the PNB and outside the LSBs? So I would hope that somebody could comment on that. As the chair of the fundraising committee, those two committees are very, you know, I have a great deal of interest in what's going on in those committees. And lastly, I did post about Bella, having managed the Zoom before. I think the issue is actually her microphone in her computer. Not everybody has state-of-the-art equipment. And I have often thought of getting her another microphone, but I do think that it, the constant harping of it, if people are wearing earbuds, they should take them out. They should lower their volume. At some point it becomes, you know, it becomes something where she is being interrupted so much that it's discrediting what she is saying. And this has been going on since the very beginning of this particular LSB. In the very first meeting, the very first time she opened her mouth, she got climbed all over. And I don't think that that's fair. I think what she's saying is valid. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence, you have your hand up, but we're at public comment. Are there any of the members of the public that have something to refer to? All right, quickly, Lawrence, what's your...
Yeah, my point is just to respond to Janine in regards to task forces. Any member of the other speeds or any member of Pacifica is could volunteer to be on these task forces. So that's in the bylaws. And you could affirm that, Chair, if you'd like.
Yeah, I did want to clarify what... Okay,
hang on a second. Respond to Janine's inquiry.
Okay, I want to defer the inquiry. My understanding is that... sorry. Could somebody clarify the status of the Strategic Planning Committee? Is that a standing committee of the PNB? And if so, are
yes.
there...
Yes, it's a standing committee.
Okay, so are there people elected to that from the...
As a member of the committee,
let me finish asking my question. If it's a standing committee of the LSB, are there members of the PNB? Are there LSB members from the various stations elected to it as they are with the other committees? Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Beth. Beth, you were trying to speak about this?
Yes,
go ahead.
I do. It's a standing committee of the PNB. Membership in that committee is restricted to to PNB members elected by the PNB to the committee. It's openly streamed every time, as is the requirement for standing committees. It's Otis who's responsible for that. As for the National Development Task Force, as Janine can testify herself, she's taken part in that at least twice now. No one has ever been excluded from that meeting. Anyone who asks or inquires is provided information about how to attend. There haven't been restrictions. It's not as if this is the first time I've addressed this. This is not new information, especially to Janine, who took up most of our agenda last time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I'm sorry, is there some clarification as to why that committee, among all the others, does not have elected local station board members on it?
You know, I Chair, if I could speak to that, because I think I did speak incorrectly and I want to self-correct. I believe that committee is designated only for directors.
Yes, I'm asking why that's the case.
Because I believe I have to look at the bylaws, but I think it's in the bylaws.
Okay. Well, let's look into it further. I think if you're trying to do strategic planning, it behooves you to have as much buy-in as possible from as many stakeholders as possible.
Hello.
All right. Thank you. I see a hand up from Sue Cohn Johnson. We do need to move on. Go ahead, Sue.
It's open, but it's kind of tricky to get on. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means, but we're going to...
is that task forces, Sue? You're talking about task forces?
The Strategic Planning Committee.
Yeah, you wouldn't get on. You'd only listen on the stream. That's what they're saying.
Well, there is a way, but it's tricky.
All right.
Any other committee. It's the same for all any other committee.
More so.
I'm sorry. We're going to move on because we're out of time on this agenda item. So we do have the Treasurer and Finance Committee reports. Kim Kaufman, are you still on the call?
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Kim. All right.
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
Listener support is 50% lower this year than last year. and the total revenue is 39% lower than last year. Personnel cuts have equaled a 43% cut. Admin is 27% lower because we've had no plumbing problems. Programming no change and development is down 34%.
You're saying development expenses?
Pardon me?
Development expenses are down, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
But, you know, like I said, our listener support is down 50%. And we're running about a $40,000-$50,000 deficit every month. We're expecting the budget, I don't know, maybe today or tomorrow, in preparation for our Wednesday's meeting. So we'll be reviewing that. And the GM has said he will not attend. And that's really it. I mean, I'm you know, the budget is the main event right now, and I want to leave a little time for questions. I just have one comment that I'm unaware, and it came up on the National Finance Committee, that we have been approved for that EIDL loan. I mean, repeatedly, NEDA has said that all we've gotten is a receipt from that. We've gotten a receipt letter that they received the request to increase the amount from $500,000 to $2 million. That's not an acknowledgement that it's been accepted. That's my understanding, and I haven't heard anything different. So I'm just saying that. And that's it for right now. I'll take questions.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence, raise your hand up, and someone else that I don't see at the moment.
Myla was before me,
too. Oh, okay. All right, Myla and then Lawrence.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you, Kim. Kim, I have a couple of questions. Did I hear you right that in your next Finance Committee meeting at the station to go over the proposed budget, that the general manager has said that he will not be able to attend the Finance Committee meeting? Is that correct? And then I have a follow-up question.
Okay. He did not say he was not able to attend. He said he would not attend. He just will not attend. And I just want to make it clear that that meeting is this Wednesday at 4 o'clock for anyone who's interested. Go
and
ahead,
that,
Myla.
That will be at the station?
It'll be by Maestro.
Email
me or Fred for access.
Okay. And then the other question, you were talking about comparing this year's budget to last year's.
This year's actual.
Actual.
Yeah.
And so you're just going by what numbers? We're in 2022. Are you? I'm confused because we're only close to the end of January.
It's a fiscal year. Starts in October 1st.
Oh, so you're talking about the fiscal year.
Yes. Comparing this year to last year, relatively.
So that makes more sense to me. I was confused.
But also fiscal. It will change as we go on because expenses progressively got cut last year. So that will be reflected later on, year to year.
And one final question, in the report that was recently issued by Fred, I think he was talking about something like $150,000 deficit, but you were saying that it's approximately $50,000 per month. What is the? Can you explain the discrepancy?
I don't remember Fred's numbers, and I don't know what. I mean, I'd have to look at that. I think he sort of was also saying it was about 40 to 50 a month deficit.
But so it was an accumulated deficit, I suppose.
No. I mean, for this year, that's how much it's been each month.
I understand now. Thank you, Kim.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to start raising revenue.
Right.
Yeah, we had a substantial deficit last year as well, but it was disguised by the PPP money.
Right.
Lawrence Reyes, go ahead.
Yes.
We have Eric, Ali, and Bella.
Yes, and maybe my colleagues, the directors, could also confirm this. From what I understand, the IED or the ED, the national office, is waiting for the money to be deposited into the account. So the that 1.5 million that makes up the 500,000 that was given primarily first, that's going to be deposited in the account soon. So I just want to be able to clarify that. And then, for what I understand, Kim, there's going to be a budget submitted that's a deficit budget.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Big deficit.
Okay. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I have Eric, Ali, and Bella.
I just wanted to underscore, I listened to the PNB and thought I heard Lydia say that the large idle loan amount of 1.5 had been approved. One of the PNB directors, if they heard differently, please correct me. But Kim, I don't know whether you listened to the PNB meeting, the last one, but I believe Lydia was explicit about it having been approved, but I don't have a photographic memory of that particular recital on her part. One of the things that she mentioned I thought was a very positive development, Lydia Brazon, that is, was that the property tax problem that arose is now in the final stages of being solved. Unfortunately, there's some administrative complications that are going to involve having the a slight change in the either the bylaws or the articles of incorporation done to comply with the Board of Equalization's final conditions for straightening out our property tax issue that arose with. Well, it's a long backstory we don't need to go into, but it's being fixed, and that's really good news because it affects not only the building of KPFA, but KPFK's building, and also one other station's building, I believe, in Houston. So that was great news, and I'm also pleased that I heard that there's going to be a little overlap in the transition of the executive director's duties between our outstanding outgoing IED, Lydia Brazon, and our incoming, seemingly very outstanding new ED, Stephanie D. Wells. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Any questions for me?
Yeah, it didn't sound like it.
I can pose it as a question, Kim. Do you have any basis for questioning whether it has been approved when it was announced that it was approved? Thank you.
Yeah, on the MFC, we asked directly, and it was not. On Tuesday. So maybe something happened by Thursday. Don't know.
Okay, thanks. Ali and then Bella, and then we're going to wrap it up. I'm sorry, Lawrence.
Kim, so based on the projected budget that you've seen, the current amount of money that's coming in, taking into consideration the reductions in expenses that have happened, what is your opinion of the reality of a sustainable station taking this projected budget into consideration?
Well, Allie, I think that's a question you need to ask the general manager. But I mean, this is the first budget. This is the first GM who has undersold his per day amount that he was anticipating for the year. I mean, generally, there's been a history of puffing up revenue by up to $1 million in fantasy revenue. This budget is underselling it, which is odd. So that's something that needs to be worked out. My and Julia's numbers, we both came up with it independently, of the per day for the October and December drive are higher than what he told you at the last LSB meeting. So, you know, I mean, if he's not going to be at the finance committee, We can review this, but he needs to be here and explain. But he definitely needs to come up with a plan for revenue. It can't just be, well, the program speaks for itself. I mean, programming doesn't speak for itself. There needs to be a campaign of, you know, all the other stations do.
There's a notice from the timekeeper at time, so let's let Bella speak, and then we'll try to wrap this up and move on to other committees. Thank you. Bella, go ahead.
Thank you. So thank you, Kim, for being giving us that report. I'm going to address issues which are becoming, you know, something that happens at every finance committee and never resolved. First, any provision on the agenda for the public to participate. No agenda for the public to participate. And even when it gets included in the agenda, which got included 2 months, it gets derailed to the end of the agenda so that we never cover it. The other issue is that we keep requesting that the Finance Committee be conducted via Zoom so that we can share, we can see documentations, whereas we have not been able to do that via Maestro alone. So again, the issue remains that we need to switch simultaneously to a Zoom a conference as well so we can have a productive, inclusive meeting. And I would like to find out from you how you are going to address these two areas. Thank you.
Number one, a discussion on which the committee preferred, Zoom or Maestro, was on the agenda at the last meeting. The meeting didn't get to it because after 2.5 hours, the committee wanted to adjourn. I would suggest if you want to get through the whole agenda that people need to monitor move it along, help move it along and not delve off into unrelated topics that where we can't deal with our business. As for the public, that's another thing the meeting needs to discuss, how we should handle that.
Chair, I just want to provide.
Mr. Chair, I need to finish up my question. Chair.
All right, Bella, you're wowing in and out. I'm not sure why you have some problem with your bandwidth.
Can I just provide an update on the idol, Chair?
I want to point out to Kim that the is not whether or not one or the other, is that simultaneously we conduct the meeting via Maestro as it has been done, and via Zoom, as we are doing this present moment. Thank you.
Chair,
thank you, Bella. Go ahead, Lawrence, on the idle loan.
Kim reported old news in regards to a Tuesday meeting, the National Finance Committee, because Lydia Brazone, the IED, specifically stated that the SBA contacted her and provided a written notice that the money would soon be deposited into the Pacifica account. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. And for people listening, the EIDL loan, EIDL, is a long-term, low-interest loan. It is a loan. It's not a grant. We'll have to pay it back, I think, over 20 years at a very, very low interest. But it does help us stabilize our financial situation right now.
This is Kim. Let me say, my understanding is that loan is meant to replace the FJC loan at a higher rate. It is not to go into everyday operations. It's to pay down the big loan at a lower
interest
rate.
That's wrong. That's a rumor.
I don't think that's a rumor. Well, to be decided.
It's a low interest long term loan, so it's not a grant, and it would not be forgiven the way the PPP loans were. just so everybody's clear, that's the only point I'm trying to make. Let's move on, please, to the Programming Oversight Committee. We have Programming Oversight, Outreach, Fundraising, and then we'll take additional public comment.
Yes, this is Beth. I wrote a report for this, a brief report. I don't see it surfacing right now, but the Programming Oversight Committee met as usual on the third Monday of the month at 4 o'clock, and had a round table discussion on third party fundraising. And it was well attended by, I don't remember, 12 people, at least 12, maybe more. And we will be meeting again, as per usual, on the third Monday of this this month, this coming month. I guess we've already done it for this month, at 4 o'clock. And it's all posted on KPFTX, where people can find it. Thank you. I will find the report that I prepared for last Wednesday's meeting, and when I do, I'll send it to the entire board and anyone else who and the committee and anyone else who wants it. Thank you.
Thank you. Here from the Outreach Committee, Bella.
Yes, thank you. We meet regularly the last Sunday of every month. We had our town hall event. Just a recap on 11/20. It was via Zoom. It was successful. I had to spend personal funds to cover the email blast membership. Could have been more successful had it been promoted on air. I just recently submitted my billing to the secretary and to you, Mr. Chair, for reimbursement. On the 17th of January, me and other volunteers attended the community Day of Action commemorating the life and legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. in South LA. It was a memorable day. I conducted interviews of various folks. It was a great experience, and I will be sharing that with everybody once posted. I have to edit the video, but the video, I checked it and it looks good. I wanted to say that right now, I also spent, a couple of years ago, I spent over $48 printing 300 flyers, double-sided, for member monthly sustaining membership. I will be bringing those. I picked them up yesterday. I will be bringing half of those to the station. I will keep a portion so that when we do outreach, we can start also keying on that so that we can get monthly sustainers. That's very, very important. We meet again the last Sunday of the month. I am also going to start going out to the community, and we made a proposal to hold a possible fundraising event, selling books, having poetry celebrating both African and Valentine's part of the station sometime in February. We decided on the 19th, not decided yet, and the general manager is very interested in promoting it. No one will be allowed to enter the station, but everything, all the activities will be coordinated outside with canopies and all kinds of fun stuff. And that's in the works. And that is being coordinated also with the local fundraising committee. And that's the report for now. We meet again on the last month, and the meeting notice is being posted today. And it's from 11:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Please join us. Mr. Chair, I would like to remind you that this is the time when we need to populate the committee. And I have
yes, it's on the agenda, Bella. Thank you. It is on the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I will let people know again, the last Sunday month is next Sunday, the 30th, and please join the outreach committee if you can. It's an open-ended committee, and we appreciate everybody's involvement. Bella, I will share the cost of those flyers with you. I'd be interested in supporting that effort. Next report is the fundraising committee. Janine?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, the fundraising committee met twice this month, on the 3rd and the 18th. Sorry, I thought there was feedback. And we are going to meet again on the 31st. What we're trying to dial in is with the outreach committee is a live event at the station in the parking lot with celebrating Black History Month with, various different poets and music, et cetera. But what we'd like to do is also fold in some online media, some perhaps even streaming it. And so I've been reaching out to a online promotion group that I'm hoping to video on Zoom, a meeting on Zoom, to be able to share it with the GM so that, it could be understood how these things could get promoted online and possibly even donations taken in that effort, tied to donations. So then also is, as I'm listening to everyone, I'm thinking that I will invite the GM, he has been invited in the past, but to the fundraising committee to maybe talk about what his suggestions would be. The finance committee last year was just very adversarial and wasn't, honestly, I don't think it was being run as well as it could have been. And I think it was very off-putting to him. So I think that if this is the invite, we might be able to get him to join. And yeah, so the event would be taking place, the live event would be taking place either the weekend of the 19th and the 20th, one of those 2 days, or the 26th and the 27th. And there is effort for fundraising for Black History Month as well through Janine, another Janine at KPFA, which is one of the reasons that the national agenda is of interest to this fundraising committee. And we could certainly use more members to come and, take on some of the more people are taking on tasks, the less the each of us need to do. Right now, there's just like 3 members trying to really get things done. So if we could spread that out, that would be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So I just want to give a couple of other quick reports. We are in the process of trying to constitute a community advisory board for the station. There's been a series of meetings. The next meeting, we're hoping to actually see the board. That would be in March, and there'll be quarterly meetings, at least, of the community advisory board. Community advisory board is a requirement for CPB grants, but be that as it may, it is a desirable idea to try to engage with people who can play that role of doing a community needs assessment and reviewing the programming goals of the station to see that they comport with community needs, particularly unmet and underserved communities. In relation to which, I'd like to ask if Lawrence Reyes can try to schedule a meeting of the PNB Committee of Inclusion for KPFK, which is not a KPFK LSB committee, it's a PNB committee, but includes LSB members along with one director and can add additional members and if people are interested in serving on that as well. And finally, the general manager did approve and we'll be having our bi-monthly KPFK LSB reports to the listener tomorrow evening, Monday, January 24th at 9 p.m., 9 to 10. And we'll be taking listener calls during at least the second half hour. We did designate myself, Beth Van Gunten, Myla Reeson, and Bella DeSoto to participate in that, and will probably be remote participation, I think. I don't think we can ask people to come into the station, but we'll set it up to take calls over the air. So we are going to move to public comment at this point, and then we want to recruit members to our committees. So I see I'm sorry, Myla, go ahead.
Yeah, can I ask a question about the report to the listener, because I did volunteer to be part of that. And afterwards, I contacted Kim Kaufman and found out that she was unaware of the fact that as treasurer, she could participate. I'm wondering, I would really like to have the treasurer be there to answer questions of the listeners. So would it be possible to include her? And do I have to be at the station in order to participate?
And I think it'll probably be remote. We've done them remotely up to this point. We did them in, I think, three times in the last calendar year, and this will be our first one in the new calendar year. It's every other
Michael,
month.
Michael, sorry, I'm really having a hard time understanding what you're saying. Can you?
I said that we've done them three times in the last calendar year, and this is the first one of the new calendar year, but they have been remote up to this point, and I assume we'll continue remote. I think if the body is fine with Kim participating and Kim is interested, we can incorporate her. We should try to script it a little bit. I'll be in communication with people later today and tomorrow about trying to figure out how to divide up time in the part that's presentations, and then typically it's at least a half hour for listener calls and people respond to them.
Will you be in contact with me about how?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to check with the station and we'll work it out. I still am looking for a volunteer to help us at the station itself in terms of screening the calls. So I do want to take the public comment. I see your hand up, Eric. But
Michael, please, one interjection because it'll be out of sequence otherwise. This has to do with the LSB report to the listener. I have not been impressed with the choreography of it. Two or three times it has occurred. I think it needs to be choreographed much better and greater preparation. I think it should also be an LSB report to the listener, produced and directed and conducted by LSB members with no interference except for technically getting us on the air. The whole thing has not been done well.
It was a problem last time.
I urge you to take that a little bit seriously, because it is making an impression on the listening audience. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. There was a script written for the last one, and Mo Thomas, who was the IGM at that time, kind of. We've had a couple of things that didn't go the way they were planned to go.
That's my point.
I understand that. I just want to clarify. The first time, John Crumshaw just took the script and threw it out and did something on his own and we were incapable of changing because he was hosting it. Second time, Mo Thomas took the script and read the entire script himself. It was written for participation by each member of the LSB. So I apologize for that, but we are making the effort and we'll do better this time.
This is Beth. I'm supposed to be scheduled for tomorrow night, but honestly, the one time I did it before, I was handed a script and expected to read it, and I'm not really interested. I mean, anybody can read a script, and I'm not really interested in just delivering something that's been prepared for me. So I'm reconsidering whether to be involved or not. Thank you.
All right. I will be in touch with the people who had volunteered previously. We'll work out how to organize it. It's desirable to have the show scripted in some way so we can adjust the time and give enough time for the listeners to call in. The listener half of it is completely unscripted, and people are there free to answer as they wish. But you do want to have kind of a run sheet for a show, because you're trying to put on a professional radio show air quality radio show. So we'll deal with that. Let's please move on to public comment. I have Raymond Goldstone has his hand up.
And Ruth Sproul to the stack.
Okay, thank you, Ruth.
Am I recognized?
Yes, Raymond, go ahead.
Thank you. I say this with no pleasure. I have concerns about the general manager and his conduct. I have listened carefully to his report, of which there have not been many, and I don't understand what he's talking about. He says he needs more time. He says that he's working on programming, but nobody seems to know what it is. And I would like to clarify or get a clarification of something. Does he live in Los Angeles, or is he a resident of Maryland? Well, in any case, I have heard both. I don't know if he's even in Los Angeles on Saturdays and Sundays. I think we should find out. Another matter has to do with the national office. Apparently, the national office...
Excuse me for a second, Raymond. Hang on for a second. The person who has their hand up on the phone on 323, a number that ends in 738, please mute yourself until you come on because there's a lot of noise coming over your line. And you are reducing your hand up. We see your hand up, but Raymond Goldstone has the floor right now. Please, yeah, there we go. Go ahead, Raymond.
Thank you. Just finally, is there actually, I mean, I've seen an address for the national office, but is there an office at the national office? Because it apparently isn't KPFK's address. I mean, if I drove to that place, would I find a national office?
Pauline, you need to mute yourself. My understanding is the national office is located physically in the building of KPFK, as is the PRA. I'm not sure what you're asking.
On the website, there is an address for the national office in Los Angeles that appears to be different from that of the station. So I was just asking if I ever wanted to visit the national office, if I could find it.
Which website did you say that's on?
KPFK, under contacts or something like that.
Okay, Gonzalo, I think Ali had to leave the call, who is the webmaster. Is there anybody else who can answer that question?
It's your understanding that it is at the building of KPFK?
As far as I know, my understanding was that it was relocated from... located at the KPFA building into the KPFK building. You know,
thank you.
The PRA is located there in the national office, as far as I know.
Michael Cipollina, I can answer the question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, actually, I was trying to access kpfk.org to check the Raymond's assertion. The page is not working, so it must be on Ali must be updating it or something. But I can confirm that the national office is in the KPFK building.
Page is working.
It didn't work. It wasn't working for me. Maybe it's on my end. Hi. Okay. It's not. Still not. Still says not secure. This page isn't working, and I don't know what's going on my end. But whatever. So the point is, there is a we're using for the. Office of the executive director, that's the office, the national office, and it's one of the offices right next to it's the office right next to the general manager's office. It's, and that's also the address where Pacifica National receives its mail currently. It used to be in Berkeley, but now it's in LA, and I don't know the address. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ruth Strauss, and then I have the 323 phone number, 7138, Janine Roan. And Sue Cohn-Jensen, we're going to try to wrap this up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad that Raymond brought up what he did, because I have many concerns myself, and I certainly won't enumerate them here. And I know I'm not the only one. There are other people, both non-board and on the board. What is the proper channel if we want to raise these issues? Is it the national board? Is it our local station board? If you could just let me know, that would be great. And P.S., I am, admittedly, I don't listen to the radio that often, but I do, listen during, at least once a day, or more to different programs sprinkled throughout the day. And I have never heard an announcement of a town hall. In fact, at one meeting, the manager even, poo-pooed the idea of having a manager's report and said, what do people want to hear from him? So, but anyway, the bottom line is I agree with Raymond, and I'd like to know where to address those concerns. Thank you.
Yeah, we will be constituting the personnel committee later in the year. We do evaluate the general manager on an annual basis, and we will be doing so. The you can also send your comments to the general manager, either GM at kpfk.org, or also
well,
the,
thank you, but you know he seems to be he doesn't listen to that. Obviously,
okay. If I can finish, Ruth, by saying.
I'm sorry.
He said that he arranged to have the comments at kpfk.org, which is kind of dormant, be directed to him, and he's been responding to everything that has come into comments. So I believe that
he
replied.
May respond to them, but he's very stubborn about his opinion and, you know, doesn't really care what other people say. I mean, I've heard it
in
public on meetings. Thank you. Okay.
Right. In any case, people can address him at gm@kpfk.org or comments@kpfk.org. And the LSB will be doing an annual evaluation of the GM later in the year. So we have Janine Roan, Sue Cone Johnson, and then we do want to populate our committees. And so let's try to move this along. Janine?
Thank you, Chair. First, I want to just point out the aggressive nature of the director, Von Gutten, with what I was requesting and with the development task force on a national level. I don't think we should have that kind of aggressive responses to things like that. I mean, ever, actually. If you look on KPFTX, there is no information on how to join development task force. And so, you know, as far as participating, it's not clear on how to participate. So if we could rectify that. I'd also like to comment on the finance committee. I've been part of that committee for over 2 years. Julia from NIDA, I have a lot of confidence in her, despite the fact that we're still trying to get a lot of the documents we've been asking for 2 years, one of them being the trial balance, the full set of financials that that even this the LSB unanimously voted for 2 years ago. We still have yet to get a full set. So one of my questions is to the director, Lawrence Reyes. He had talked about doing a director's inspection. It's hard to say inspection because that's not really, we just want a full set of financials on a regular basis. It was brought to our attention from, well, when I brought up the trial balance is when you see what other stations might owe us, right? So if, you know, in the history of Pacifica, if KPFK has covered expenses for other stations, that hasn't really been tracked very well. And Julia was very, she said that she would be going back as far as she could to make sure that all of that is shored up instead of us looking like the only ones in deficit right now when that over a big picture, that may not be the case. So, and I also feel that a Zoom, it should be coincide with the Maestro in the Finance Committee. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Sue Cone Johnson, and then I think I skipped over the person on the phone, 323-7138. So go ahead, Sue, and then the last one.
Is everybody able to see the chat? The national office was in Berkeley, and they probably hired a full staff, however many that is in Berkeley. And then the change came, and did all those people move to L.A.? I doubt it.
The main national staff was the financial staff, and that's all been replaced by NETA. So they're really the only staff at this point in the national office is the executive director. There's an interim CFO, but that's also out of NETA.
That's kind of creepy. Thank you. Bye.
So 323, ending in 7138. You want to go ahead?
Yes, this is Margot Eiser. And A, I agree with the person who, and the people who said that the general manager needs to have a separate time for a report to what he has been doing and how that affects the station, etc. What Monday night should be is just a report from the local station board, who are our constituents, people who are also listener sponsors, who we elected. Some of them I didn't vote for, but you know, we are the ones who, as the listener sponsors, who pay the money, want to know what has been done by the different committees, etc., etc. The general manager is supposed to have a separate report to the listeners, and I'd like to see that that is enforced. Secondly, again, the whole thing about the financial, it has got to be clearly revealed, every detail, every penny, to our the listener sponsors, in order to even get new people to want to support the station, because people don't want their money to go. I didn't know KPFK was helping to pay for other stations. I find that unconscionable. That is absolutely ridiculous. They say on the ads, oh, you've got to raise money for KPFK, blah, blah, blah. I think each station should be responsible for its own money and not be helping other stations. The national board might be able, if they have to pay some dues to the national board to do national things, that's fine. So I want that to be really reiterated and maybe reconditioned if it's not in the bylaws. Thirdly, I just wanted to say something about when they announce the station, they say KPFK, 90.7 LA, Los Angeles, and then they mentioned Santa Barbara. But if it really wants to be outreaching, then each time that station is announced, it should mention the one up in Ridgecrest and China Lake and the other one down in the other area, to say that would reach out to those people. They would hear the announcement and know that the station cares about them and wants people in their area to know that they can tell people to listen to their station. So I think those are three or four things that really to make the station communicate more clearly and distinctly, and really reveal everything to everybody, and let us be involved in the way that things are handled. And I think you'd get a lot more support. And also little cards to hand out when I go to the restaurants or something. Right.
Thank you, Margot.
Get the listener sponsors involved.
All right. Thank you, Margot. There were a couple of responses. All the stations are business units of the Pacifica Foundation. When money is sent from one station to another, it's handled as an intra-company loan, and eventually they are repaid. Many stations have loaned money to us in this last year or so that we have been operating with very stretched out finances, and so it goes back and forth in that way. So we do want to address the question of recruitment of members to committees. Again, the committees we have in operation right now are the Finance Committee, the Fundraising Committee, the Outreach Committee, the Program Oversight Committee. Yeah, I see your hand. Hang on a second, Lawrence. So all of those committees are open to public members, and all of them should have LSB members as well. If you're on the LSB and you're not currently serving a committee, please pick a committee to join and to participate in. Lawrence, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I had to leave my computer because I have to go to the airport. So I'm on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'll be listening in. But is there going to be a separate election for the for the people that are going to join the committees, or the PNB committees?
Yes, I thought we had to wait until the new PNB is seated before we do that. So my anticipation was that was at a February meeting. That's what it's been historically.
Okay,
am I wrong about
that? No, you're right. You're right.
Yes,
thank you.
Next month we will be electing people to the PNB committees, but I'm talking now about the LSB committees. The LSB committees are voluntary, and people join simply by indicating they're interested in being members of the committee. So particularly some of the new members, Oye Oyeyipo, Carlos Zavala, who have not previously served on the LSB, are encouraged and welcome to join existing standing LSB committees. Again, if you can schedule also the Lawrence of the PNB Committee of Inclusion, we I don't know if it's a new year, we have to do an election for that as well. So I guess we'll do that in February. But the people who have been serving can also bring people onto that committee. I see that Rob Macon has joined the call. Rob, can you speak up? Bella, there's a lot of noise coming over your line. Rob Macon, can you mute yourself and indicate your presence so that it can be noted by the secretary? All right, well. So in any case, various things are in the chat. If you're interested in the fundraising committee, you can contact the chair there, jkpfk@gmail.com. So the last item on our agenda today is new business. And if anybody wants to introduce something as new business, we'll probably just refer it to committee. Later on in the year, we will be forming a personnel committee. Historically, the personnel committee has also been elected by an STV vote of the members, and it's an internal committee of the LSB. That one is not open to general membership because it deals with confidential personnel matters.
I see Eric's hand is up. I would like to be on the stack. I'll raise my hand.
All right, thank you. Eric?
Michael, I was trying to search for that issue about the location and whether it's online. So I got distracted. Are we doing nominations and voting on populating the committees, such as the like the governance committee of our local LSB?
No.
We're not.
Okay. The LSB committees are not by election except for the personnel committee. And that's not currently functioning. Later on in the year, we will populate a personnel committee, because that's an internal committee that deals with confidential personnel matters. The other committees are entirely open to members and to the public of the LSB. Next month, we will be electing LSB members to serve on the PNB committees once the new PNB is seated and constituted. Then we'll have a new year of service for LSB members who want PNB committees like the PNB Governance Committee, the PNB Committee, the PNB Programming Committee, et cetera, et cetera. That will happen next month. This month, we're trying to encourage members of the LSB and members of the public who are interested in the station to join the standing existing LSB committees, personnel, program oversight, outreach, fundraising. I missed one. Is that clear to everybody?
The entire process, Michael, is going to be handled next month for things like the our representative on the National Audit Committee, the PNB Audit Committee?
Yes. Early next month, we will have an election for that for the year that will run till the February of the next year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, Bella, go ahead. Yeah.
Yes, I see somebody with a phone number ending in 8586.
That's Lawrence Reyes. That's Lawrence on the phone. He spoke already.
Okay, so I would like to point out that Oyeyipo participated in the January 17th car caravan for Martin Luther King, and that was great, and I want to thank him so much. He was there timely, early, and he was there, and so my thanks to him. Paul Roberson also offered to participate, but apparently he became ill, and he had to pull. Janine Ron also participated. Other folks participated. Yourself, Mr. Chair, and Lawrence Reyes.
Lawrence Reyes, yes.
And it was a great day. And
there was a banner. I meant to say earlier there was a KPFK banner on one of the trucks.
I draped the banner on one of the large trucks. Unfortunately, the person that was supposed to bring the plastic banner, the very large one, was left behind. So we were not able to display that one. But various people had information about KPFK in their cars. So that was a great day. Thank you. I encourage people to join the outreach committee and get in touch with me, please.
Okay, thanks. So again, all the committees are listed and posted at kpftx.org. If you go to you click on the calendar, it will show you all the meetings happening during any given month. And in most cases, if you click on the day, it will show you more specific listings, and it shows you how to join the calls for all the ones that are open. And I do issue each week, usually on Sunday, but today was difficult because we had our meeting. A weekly KPFK LSB news. If you want to get that, it will have a listing of the various meetings that are taking place in the coming week, including some pointers to the PNB committee meetings as well. To subscribe to that, you would send a blank email to SYMPA, S-Y-M-P-A, at lists, I-S-T-S, .riseup.net. And in the subject line, you would write the word subscribe and then leave a space. KPFK LSB News is all one word after that. And you'll be added to the list to get those weekly reminders of the meetings that are happening. I think we're I didn't hear any new business offered. And if we had anything, I think it would just be sent to committee at this point. So I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chair, before you adjourn, can we save the chat, please, so that we share the chat?
We also haven't been distributing it. That's a little bit peeve I have.
Agree.
We talk about distributing it, but it never gets distributed, at least lately, I think once.
So Ralph needs to be instructed to receive, to save, and distribute. I tried saving most of it. I need to save a little bit more of it, if you allow
okay,
me.
Thank you. All right. Well, I would like to wrap up the meeting. It's 12:30. Amelia, you have your hand up. What is
just
it?
Just a quick thing. You just gave an email address for some information. If you could repeat it or just rather post it up.
Okay, I'll put it in the chat.
Thank you.
And repeat it the same time. You email SYMPA, S-Y-M-P-A, at lists, L-I-S-T-S, dot riseup, R-I-S-E-U-P, dot net. You send them a blank email. And in the subject line, you would write subscribe, S-U-B-C-R-I-B-E, S-U-B-S-C-R-I-B-E, subscribe, leave a space. And then KPFK LSB News as all one word. And that would automatically subscribe you to the list. It's a low frequency, once a week. I send out an email with information about the upcoming LSB meeting events. Okay, I would like to say that, again, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Before you pull, I need
Fred
to...
moves to adjourn. Okay. Fred moves to adjourn.
Thank you, Fred.
Second.
For a second? Okay, seconded,
second.
Beth.
Second.
Okay, any objection?
Did you post that? Michael, did you post that on the chat? I don't
yes,
see
I
it.
Yes, I did. Yeah, okay. It's in there. Just save
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I heard no objection. I'm going to actually end the meeting. Fred, you can cut the stream.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, everybody.